Welcome to another podcast from the Learn IT to Teach project. This conversation with Professor Deborah Healy of the University of Oregon was recorded at the March 2012 conference of TESOL International in Philadelphia. Deborah is a widely respected computer-assisted language training expert. She has published extensively on the role of technology in language instruction, and she was one of the principal writers and researchers in the development of the TESOL Association's Technology Standards publication. In this first of two podcasts with Deborah, she describes the importance of encouraging technology skills in working with immigrant learners. I'm here with Deborah Healy from the University of Oregon. We're at TESOL Philadelphia 2012 in March. And welcome, Deborah. How's your conference going?
I've been enjoying it. Lots of good stuff happening here, so it's been fun.
Good.
Lots of new things, you know, and it's also a great opportunity to see old friends. So I like the conference.
We had a really interesting discussion earlier about why teachers should get involved with CALL and why it's part of their responsibility to their learners to help their learners learn information technology. Could you repeat a bit what you were telling me earlier?
Yeah, well, basically, the way that I see it is if you want to succeed in today's world, you need to know about the Internet, about information technology. The people who are at the top of the heap know this. The people who would like to get to the top or who would like to at least succeed need to know this. So when we're working with students, and particularly, I think, adult immigrant students, we have an obligation to help them be successful in our world. I mean, they are here, they don't have a lot of choice, and if we want them to be able to get out of the most menial, demeaning, and demanding jobs, they need to have options. It doesn't mean that we need to teach them to be IT professionals, but if they don't know how to use email, they get nowhere. If they don't know how to browse the web, they can't look things up online, including things like personal safety issues. I know that when I get when I go to the doctor, the doctor tells me something, then I go look it up online. Well, if we don't give them the tools to do the same thing, we're relegating them to a second-class status. And as teachers, it's our obligation to make sure they actually can become full participants in the society and to have the choice of not being at the bottom level of jobs. I mean, if they would prefer to, you know, work in really menial, tiresome, horrible, unhealthy jobs, fine. But we should not impose that on them. And if we don't teach them about using the internet, how to surf safely, how to find information, how to evaluate the information online, how to have email and use email, we are doing them a grave disservice in a way that I think is immoral, that we must, as ethical people, give them these tools. I mean, it doesn't, you know, and all of us pretty much know how to use email and word processing and open a web browser. Why shouldn't they? It really bothers me when I hear someone saying, oh, I just teach immigrants. I don't need to know about technology. You do know about technology. You may not be very skilled at it, but you do know about it. And it's not your right to choose for somebody else that they shouldn't know about it. You have to let them know. So I think that and as teachers, the more we know about technology, the more we can give people the tools that they might want to have, or the choice of learning about the tools that they might want to have. I mean, with adult learners, so many of them would like to do simple things like, how can I help my child with his or her homework? How can I, you know, find the answer to this question? But a lot of it revolves around family and children. Well, you know, unless you haven't been online in the last decade, you know that there is information online that will help children do better in school, help parents do better helping their children in school, that will give parents more tools to be better parents. And this, too, is something that we do not have the right to withhold from students, that they are adults. they have the right to know what we know. So so that's really, you know, the direction that I go in terms of introducing people to technology. Even beginners can have an email address. I mean, you can get a Gmail address in a whole range of languages. You choose the language that your web page appears in, and you've got it in whatever language you speak, if you're literate. And if you're not literate, then you probably have a friend who can use, you know, who will help you interpret anything that you get on email. So it then also becomes a reason to be literate. There's something that it makes people feel different about themselves. If they say, yes, I have an email account, I have a blog, I mean, they become part of the current society. They can choose not to, but it's not up to us to choose for them.
It really seems like learning about IT is part of successfully integrating into North American societies, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see a way that you can have choices in your life if you don't know about IT. How do you apply for a job when so many job applications are online now? I mean, and it doesn't just have to be university jobs, because all of the jobs at my university, even the custodial jobs, you have to apply for online. If you don't know how to do this, you don't get a job at my university. And these are good jobs with benefits. So it is something that if you want a decent job, a job that's maybe safer than the job that you currently have, you need to know.
Well, virtually any skilled occupation these days contains some element of IT in it.
Well, even unskilled. I mean, if you say you're a greeter at a department store and you want to look up, you know, where is such and such a product, you'll often have a terminal that you can use, or a kiosk or things like that to help you find the information to give people. It's not just skilled jobs that use IT. I mean, a whole bunch of unskilled jobs do too.